Up next, Marilyn Buck.
This call is from a federal prison.
I remember red poppies wild behind the schoolhouse. I didn't want to be there, but I loved to watch the poppies. I used to sit in the window of my room sketching charcoal trees. What happened to those magnolias, to that girl? I went off to college, escaped my father's thunderstorms, Berkeley, rebellion, exhilaration. The Vietnam War, Black Power, Che took me to Chicago. Midnight lights under Wacker Drive, Uptown, Southside, slapped by self-determination for taking Freedom Wall photos without asking. On to California, driving at 3 o'clock in the morning in the mountains. I got it. What self-determination means. A daunting task for a young white woman. I was humbled. Practice is concrete, harder than crystal dream concepts. San Francisco on the front steps at Fulton Street, smoking reefer, drinking bitter dog with Black Panthers and white hippie radicals, talking about when the revolution comes. The revolution did not come. Fred Bennett was missing. We learned he'd been found, ashes, bones, a wedding ring. But later there was Asada's freedom smile. Then I was captured, locked into a cell of sewer water, spirit deflated. I survived, carried on, glad to be like a weed, a wild red poppy, rooted in life.
Those were the words of poet and political prisoner Marilyn Buck, who is currently incarcerated in the Federal Women's Prison in Dublin, California. A new CD of Buck's poetry entitled Wild Poppies was just released, and tonight at the NYU Tisch School of Arts, activists and artists will gather for a release party. We're joined on the phone by Meg Starr.
Meg Starr, you're with Resistance in Brooklyn and also Friends of Marilyn Buck in New York. Can you tell listeners, especially young listeners who might not be familiar with the story and the activism of Marilyn Buck, a little bit of background about her case?
I would be glad to.
And welcome.
Thanks. And thanks, you guys, for giving us this voice and Marilyn this voice, because there's an old African proverb that says the until the hunted win, the tales of the hunted and the hunter will always be told by lions. And it does mean that, you know, the story of the movements of the for liberation aren't coming out the way they should in the books and in the history you're getting in schools. So Marilyn was a young activist during the Vietnam War period of time, another genocidal war. And one of my friends described seeing her at a meeting of SDS, Students for a Democratic Society, which was one of the national student groups against the war. And she was apparently the first woman to stand up and say there was sexism in SDS. And here she was. She's this, like, really tall, kind of gorgeous, very calm and shy person. And she stood up and she made a presentation from the Women's Caucus, and people were yelling, and guys were really outrageously sexist to her and upset by her message, but she just kept right on going. And so that's one of her first experiences as an activist. She moved quickly into support work for the forming Black Panther Party, a youth movement of the Black Liberation Movement that was doing breakfast programs and armed patrols against the police and communities, Black communities around the country. And Marilyn was very moved to work with them as a young white activist from Texas, actually. She also was a radio activist and did a lot of work with early kind of liberation and underground press and liberation radios. And at a certain point, she was sent to prison on a charge of having something to do with trying to obtain guns for the Black Liberation Army, which was forming as the Black Panther Party was repressed, and as these youth activists were assassinated, like Fred Hampton and different people around the country. And as they formed underground, she was accused of basically gun running, and she went to prison, and she escaped from prison and went back into the clandestine movement, and years later was arrested on a charge of having helped to free Assata Shakur from prison. And your listeners probably may have read Assata's autobiography. It is one of the true revolutionary stories of the 60s. It's actually out, and it's a great book for people who are trying to figure out what was going on at that time. And Assad is now living in Cuba as an exile. And Marilyn was alleged to have been one of the people who planned her escape. And she received very long charges in prison. She's got a release date for a long time in the future. And she is currently working on her, I think it's her master's degree in prison, and doing writing. And
she's won 2 Penn Foundation Poetry Prizes.
That's right. And she's actually getting a Peace Educators of the Year Award from the National Peace and Justice Fellowship of next week. So a group of poets and activists got together on the West Coast from the Maryland Friends of Marilyn Buck Committee on the West Coast and something called Freedom Archives. And they decided to make a CD of Marilyn's work so her voice could be heard around the country. And wonderful readers got together to put the CD together. And we're having a party to celebrate this kind of triumph over, you know, the barbed wire and the incarceration of this incredible voice tonight.
So tell people the details.
It's going to be at... It's near NYU. It's 721 Broadway between Washington and Waverly. It's going to be at 6:30 p.m. We're accepting donations at the door, whatever, give what you can. There's no price for the event. And we'll be selling the CDs there for around $10. And her lawyer, Marilyn's lawyer, will speak a little bit about representing her. She's a Safia Elijah, Harvard law professor and an activist around political prisoners. And several of Marilyn's co-defendants in her case will speak, Susan Rosenberg and Laura Whitehorn, also artists and writers in their own right. And there'll be different activists, there'll be different poets and activists reading some of Marilyn's poetry, and there'll be dance and music, and it's going to be, I think, really inspiring.
Great. Well, where can people get more information about the event?
You could call or email to 718-399-8366. The email is mmmsrnb@igc.org. And another place to get more information about Marilyn and to tap into more videos and other documentaries of liberation movements of the past is freedomarchives.org, who helped sponsor the CD.
That's freedomarchives.org. Well, we just have a minute left, but... Meg Starr, you're helping to organize this event in honor of the release of Marilyn Buck's new CD. Last few words on, you know, what significance Marilyn Buck's struggle and incarceration have for activists today.
Well, that's so interesting. Well, first of all, she would love to have heard your show, Nell, and the rest of you in the collective, and Saki and everybody else. She would have loved to. I just sat here listening to the show and thinking about how much she would have loved to hear it, because she just loves, you know, the fact that young people are analyzing things for themselves and moving into different stages of the struggle. And she was a big radio person, so I think she would have just been tickled. She will be tickled to know that she was on your show, even in as far as I represent her and we've got the CD. And really, keep on doing the work. I wish we could vote for Marilyn Buck this year instead of the other candidates. And everybody, albeit that I want to get Bush out, still wish we could vote for Marilyn Buck.
Well, you know, you could write her in if you're not in a swing state. We're going to go out with one more cut from Marilyn herself. It's phone sound, so it's not, you know, ideal. It's not a recording studio, but this is the voice of Marilyn Buck. Thanks, Meg Starr, for joining us. And
this
is
much.
Dream Fragments.
Chao Úc reads Vietnamese poetry. I tell her she reads well. She smiles. My mother and father used to nap in the afternoons. They always said, Chao Úc, read to us. They liked me to read in those days when I was a young girl in Vietnam. She reads another poem. It sounds like music, I say. Yes, I'll read it again, the way we everyday talk. She reads. Do you hear? Yes, I say. Some people read poetry. Some can't so well. Yes, I say. Oop and I, we smile.
That was Marilyn Buck. You've been listening to Rise Up Radio,
a production of Free Radio Youth Collective. I'm Curtis with Nell. We'd like to thank our guests, Karen Wheeler, Sung Jun, Vanessa German, Meg Starr, and Jackie Vimo.
And, of course, you can find our archives, all the archives of the show, while we try to put them up there in a timely fashion at riseupradio.org, riseupradio.org. And thanks to Kat for the Youth News. If you'd like to call in with comments, call 212-209-2948, 212-209-2948. We're going out with some Mystic. Soldier on the block who shot a before his ring, made his eyes sing, made his soul sing. Knowing that the reaper's never sleeping, you keep the motion, forever hustling, far removed from the scene, for the gloves and dusting, on the cusp of life and death. While look up in your eyes, Teflon upon your chest. Yes. You the hard rock, check how the hunt shot. 16 with baby eyes and got the block lock. Sling only cause you gotta have the finer things. Fly cars, dope women, Hennessy plus diamond rings. Forget chalk line dreams and